As a former All-American, I am sure James Laurinaitis never thought he would return to Ohio State this early in his coaching career. And that's why James Laurinaitis potentially reaching all his goals in Columbus this time around would be an amazing story to tell.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, February 6th in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to us by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your 2023 goals. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. Terms and conditions apply. During this episode, we will discuss what went down during the latest Ohio State basketball game, which was another loss. And that's why we're going to close the show discussing why something needs to change with this team. But before we get to any of that, James Laurinaitis, we talked about it previously, he is back at Ohio State. Something that I didn't think was going to happen this offseason because I didn't think he would be a grad assistant 2 years in a row, but he is. His first coaching job was with his former college teammate Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame. He was a GA at Notre Dame. He's a GA at Ohio State, and he has some lofty goals. And it'll be amazing if James Laurinaitis is able to accomplish those goals while back at Ohio State. Think about the opportunity in front of James Laurinaitis. You were a former All-American, played the NFL, three-time consensus All-American. I mean, you're one of the best Buckeyes literally of my lifetime, which is I've been a Buckeye fan. James Laurinaitis is a name. We think about someone who dominated on the field. James Laurinaitis fits that description. Goes to the NFL, retires from the National Football League. Before going back into coaching, he had a well-established career as a sports talk radio host in Columbus. Next thing you know, Marcus Freeman leaves Cincinnati, goes to Notre Dame, gets his boy, and brings him to South Bend, Indiana as well with him. James Laurinaitis ultimately says, hey, if there's an opportunity to come home, he's coming home. Now, this was not without a conversation with his wife, who he said is the boss, and I do understand those things are true. Ultimately, they felt this was a great move for them, the family, Laurinaitis' career. He comes back to Columbus. That does not come without any goals. Like, you're not coming back here without any goals, and especially when you're new in this profession. His goals, they're lofty. They're up there. And it would be great if he could achieve them at Ohio State, because if you were in his shoes, wouldn't you want to be able to return to your alma mater and be a coach and be one of the best coaches at that position in the sport? It don't matter if it's basketball and you're a big man's coach, or if you're the best big man's coach in the country, or if you are at basketball and you're the one of the best basketball coaches in the country at that in college basketball, college football, college baseball, the NFL, the NBA, whatever it is. Wouldn't it be amazing to be able to return to a spot where you made a name for yourself, won awards, played in national championship games, to be able to return there and achieve all of your goals? Of course it is. Of course it would be amazing. And here's what James Laurinaitis has to say about this and some of the things he aspires to do while at Ohio State as a coach. Quote, I think for me, it all starts with, can I be the best linebacker coach in the country? And can I aspire to do that at my alma mater? I think that kind of to me is the first thing that comes to mind. And so I'll attack this year with that vision, end quote. This young man has never been a position coach in college. He's going into his second year as a grad assistant. And so if you know anything about the profession of college football and the coaching, GA or the grad assistant is at the bottom. And so you're trying to climb your way up, literally climb your way up the mountain and go all the way up that rope and get all the way up that totem pole to potentially get to a spot that you want to be at. Now, he may have a goal, and he may have had a goal for a while to be a coach. Was it to be a position coach? Was it to be a D coordinator? Was it to be a head coach? I don't know. I know what his goal is now. I don't know what his goal was five or three or two years ago. I have no idea. But at this current point in time, at the bottom of the totem pole, what does he aspire to do? Be the best linebacker coach in the country. And what better place to do that at than Ohio State, a place that currently is striving to bring back the level of consistent play at linebacker that we saw in the mid-2000s. And even going through Urban's tenure at Ohio State, linebacker was a position that you knew you were going to have at least an All-Big Ten player, potentially an All-American at that position. That was the assumption. That was the rule every single year. And something has fallen off at that position. And James Laurinaitis knows if he wants to be the best linebacker coach in the country, you got to be a phenomenal recruiter. Oh, who else can help him out with that? Brian Hartline. I do believe Hartline and Laurinaitis played together at Ohio State, so they can help each other. Hey, what did you do? Hey, how did you get to become a great recruiter? Hey, how did you get to be a guy who was a quality control coach and move your way up the ladder? Hey, why is Ryan Day trust you so much? Hey, how in the world are you connecting with these guys who are sophomores and freshmen in high school? What are you doing? And Brian Hartline can assist Laurinaitis in making this thing happen. Not just being a great tactician and being someone who's great with the X's and O's and the film breakdown and those things like that, but also someone who can be a phenomenal recruiter. Because do you want to be a great linebacker coach? It sounds like he does. What do you need to be? A great recruiter. And I firmly believe James Laurinaitis, I have a belief, could be blind faith, but I'll run with this thing every day of the week and twice on Sunday. I have a belief in James Laurinaitis. He can bring some of his mindset from him as a player, not just at Ohio State, but also in the NFL, bring that to the coaching staff and also show them, hey, y'all can do this. I can help you do this. You have to trust me as I help you and coach you and teach you how to be a great linebacker at Ohio State. If you're a great linebacker at Ohio State, there's a good chance you're one of the best linebackers in the country. And I'm glad James Laurinaitis is back at his alma mater, and I cannot wait to see the potential that he has as a coach. And I cannot wait to see, and I hope he accomplishes all his goals at Ohio State, including being the best LB coach at his alma mater. Positivity, a lot of optimism with the Ohio State, new Ohio State grad assistant, James Laurinaitis. Ultimately, didn't have that same optimism going into Ohio State's recent basketball game. The outcome was what I predicted. What went down? We'll discuss that next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen today. Every day, make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Everything you need to know about college basketball can be found in this new podcast, plus hear from big name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball is available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast. We're playing basketball. That's what happened between 1 and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday afternoon. A basketball game was played. Buckeyes, Wolverines. There's one thing that comes to my mind when this game ended. Losing to Michigan sucks. And I don't care if it's football, basketball, field hockey, lacrosse. Doesn't matter. Losing to Michigan sucks. And what was the outcome of Sunday's game? Another loss to the Michigan Wolverines. 77-69. Yes, a single-digit loss. Single-digit loss, yes, 8 points. You might say, Jay, it's not that bad. The Buckeyes have lost 9 of their last 10 games. Now, one game that they won was a 16-point win over the Iowa Hawkeyes on a weekend game, and I'm sitting here thinking, no, I'm not buying into this. I said, it's potential. This could be a turning point in the season, but I'm not buying into it because I don't know if this is going to be it. And it was not. The Buckeyes have then since lost, and they've lost some more games. Let's see here. Iowa was on the 21st. They lost on the road to Illinois. They lost on the road to Indiana. Good basketball team. Indiana just beat the number one team in the country, the Purdue Boilermakers. That's a good basketball team. The Buckeyes also lost to Wisconsin on this past Thursday. Oh, you're losing to the Badgers. And they just lost to a team with only 12 wins in Michigan. Michigan ain't that good either. Let me just be honest with you. Michigan ain't that good either. So this loss stings even more because I could see if Michigan was 25, 24, somewhere along those lines. You gave them their 13th win of the season. You only got 11. So it ain't like that you guys are pretty evenly matched, you would think. No, Michigan was in control of this game from start to finish. This game saw Bryce Sensabaugh not starting the game. I was like, okay, cool. At the beginning of the broadcast, it said, oh, he's been in foul trouble. He's not starting. Now, that could have been something that came up in a production meeting before the game. Great, whatever. Is that really what you want to do to your true freshman? He fouls out, and you're going to say, hey, he's the leading scorer. We're going to bench him. I don't know. I'm not Chris Holtmann. But that's the thing that he decided to make, the decision. In the second half, Zed Key does not start. Felix Ocampara starts. Now, you think the length on Hunter Dickinson, that's a phenomenal thing there. That's going to assist them. What did Hunter Dickinson do? He used that skinny, thin frame on Ocampara and got that boy in the paint, got him deep, and Ocampara had no answer. There were numerous times down the court. It was 2 or 3 times, I do believe. Dickinson got the ball in the post, left block, right block, did not matter, got to his position, and he scores. And Hunter Dickinson was the focus of the Buckeyes on defense. Well, he should have been, but it didn't matter. Didn't matter if it was a double team, one-on-one. Akpar couldn't stop him. Zed Key couldn't stop him. Zed Key is still nursing a hurt shoulder and a bum knee. So I think both of those things hinder him while he's on the basketball court day in and day out. So all those things are factored in. But you would think you would bring a little bit more intensity, a little bit more physicality, a little bit more of everything to assist the Buckeyes to win this game, but they did not. Hunter Dickinson, Buckeyes had no answer. He shot 66.7% from the field, 26 points, 11 rebounds, 6-9 for the free throw line. And him being a lefty was a problem. I will not try to say it was not. Him being a lefty was a problem for Ohio State because you rarely guard guys that are lefties, especially in the post, while playing basketball. He played 36 of the 40 minutes in this game, and the Buckeyes, even though he played almost the whole entire game, the Buckeyes had no answer. Even when he was gassed, the Buckeyes had no answer for him. Now, Michigan's three-point shooting off of Hunter Dickinson was a problem for the Buckeyes. And it wasn't just rotations. Michigan was just shooting the ball, shooting very, very well. Hit the first two shots that they made in this game. They were threes, and I'm thinking, okay, guard the three-point line. Guard them well. The problem was if the Buckeyes put attention to Hunter Dickinson, left somebody up on the three-point line that was open. He put more attention outside, one-on-one down low, and it was clear, like I mentioned earlier, Zed Key nor Ocampara could stop him, could slow him down. One thing I like to see from this team is more physicality, more intensity, more aggressiveness. Jay Wright did a phenomenal job of calling this game here as a color commentator, and he talked about how Roddy Gale Jr. at one point in this game drove in, and he said he would like to see more of an aggressive nature during a drive for Mr. Roddy Gale Jr. Now, he's a freshman coming off the bench. I understand it. But these are things that we have been saying for quite a long time, and it was nice to see someone who's a Hall of Fame college basketball coach calling the game. Did a phenomenal job for this being really his first, I believe this is his first year calling the basketball. He did a phenomenal job doing it. On the Buckeye side of things, and I talked about a lot of the Michigan stuff. Michigan had multiple guys, one, two, three, four guys hit two threes in this game, two threes apiece. So think about that very thing there. The Dickinson thing down low and the three-point shooting, those were two big pieces of the pie for the Michigan Wolverines. On the Buckeye side, Bruce Thornton played phenomenal. He's not one and done. I'm very happy he's not one and done. I don't think Bryce Sensabaugh can be one and done, but something tells me, and I really hope he stays in school because he has more to learn about the basketball, learn more in the college. If it wasn't for Bruce Thornton, this game, the Buckeyes would have lost by 15 points. 22 points. He had 10 of his 13 field goals, hit two of his three-point shots, and Bruce Thornton was a guy. I mean, it's clear Bruce Thornton is one of the best freshmen in the Big Ten Conference, and he was a guy. He was a person that the Buckeyes could ride in. Early in the game, Justin Suing was missing a lot of shots. He's not consistent. He's not really one of your go-to scorers. If you're trying to get Justin Suing to score 20 points in a game, there's a good chance you're going to lose the basketball game. He had 14, 5 of 12 shooting. If he had 20 and I'm on 10 of 28, yeah, probably going to lose that game too. Just not really the best year, especially not being efficient for Justin Suing in the 2022-2023 season. Bryce Sensabaugh had 14 points. Bruce Thornton had 22. Nobody else had more than 6 points in this game. Buckeyes, it would be nice if Zedkey was not hurt, because I think if Zedkey was healthy, we'd be talking about a different – we'd be having a different conversation in regards to the Buckeye basketball team. Bum knee for him, still nursing a sprained shoulder. Chris Holtman changing the starting lineup, changing who's playing at halftime. Chris Holtman's trying to do anything to get things to work with this basketball team. And I think he has to go back to the drawing board because there's more work to do before the Buckeyes play this coming Thursday. This will be a home game against the Northwestern Wildcats. Before that, something needs to change with this team. We'll discuss what it is because they got a few days. They got a few days to work on and discuss what's wrong with this team right now. So that the fact that they have lost 9 of 10, that streak can lose, and they could beat Northwestern, Michigan State, Iowa, and get on a winning streak prior to the start of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. We'll discuss what needs to change now with this team next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Looking for a delicious treat but don't want all of the fat and calories, then you gotta try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays, and I know my goal is to eat a little healthier this year. If you're like me, where you want to eat healthier but don't want to compromise taste, then man, I've got just the thing for you. You gotta try Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious, you won't think they're good for you. They're perfect for your New Year's resolution. What makes Built Bar so good? Well, for starters, they are all covered in 100% real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've been talking about ordering your Built Bars at Built.com. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. If you're close to Sam's Club, run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter, and churro. You can thank me later. This episode is also brought to you by Billiards Plus. Billiards Plus has the best selection of pool tables, game tables, shuffleboard tables, and more. And the best service in Central Ohio. Billiards Plus also can set you up with a brand new top-of-the-line grill that will last for generations. We all know how hard it is with the supply chain issues this year and getting certain things shipped on time. So when it comes to ordering that one big gift for someone you love, check out Billiards Plus and get there early this year. Billiards Plus carries the best pool tables from Brunswick, Alhassan, Canada, Billiards, and more. Plus, top-of-the-line grills from PK, Napoleon, Memphis, and LaGriddle. That will be the last grill you own. Seriously, these grills stand the test of time. No matter the season, Billiards Plus has you covered for all your indoor and outdoor entertainment needs. Visit their showroom on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin. Check them out at billiards-plus.com. Billiards Plus, family owned and operated for generations. This basketball team has become pretty predictable. People go to the game, get off the bus, go to the locker room, lace your shoes up, go out for pregame warm-ups, go back in the locker room, put your jersey on, go out for final preparation for the game, play the game, play to the level of your opponent. You might play slightly above that level every now and then, but for the most part, you're playing to the level of your opponent. Doesn't matter if it's Wisconsin, Michigan. Who else have they lost to recently? Indiana. Well, Indiana's played out of their mind. Illinois. Rutgers. Nebraska. Minnesota. Maryland. Doesn't matter. Even Purdue. You play Purdue really, really well. What happened? It was a loss. But you're playing pretty much to the level of your opponent, but slightly below. The talent of this team, I've been covering this team for the past 3 years, and this is clearly the most talented team I have covered since I've been covering Ohio State here. From Bruce Thornton to Bryce Sensabaugh to Justice Suing to Zed Key to Felix Acapara, Roddy Gale Jr., Isaac Likely, whoever it is, this team, Sean McNeil, they are really talented. You have a shooter in McNeil. You have a talented point guard and freshman, Bruce Thornton. You have a guy in Bryce Sensabaugh who is a three-level scorer, kind of an old man game, get you to the post or a high post, free throw line extended, and be able to work you in different ways to put the ball in the basket. You got a talented guy in a transfer in Isaac Likely. You got a talented guy in a transfer in Tanner Holden. They have pieces all over the place to be successful. But for some reason, when they play the basketball, they're not really successful. And this is why something needs to change. Now, this is not my call or me saying that Chris Holtmann needs to be fired. I am not going that far just yet, even though I'm leaning more towards Holtmann needing to leave. That's not me saying he's a bad coach. I just think that sometimes, as some people have said, at some point you lose connection with the players and there's nothing you can do to change that. Maybe that's what we've seen at Ohio State, even with the freshmen. Maybe his voice is not the voice that it used to be, and there's nothing he can do to get that voice back. But I would personally love to see somebody step up and to be a leader. A, that drive that was not aggressive enough, make it harder next time. Drive with more aggressiveness next time. Protect yourself. Don't be going all willy-nilly and trying to make these high acrobatic plays. No. Stay controlled. Follow the game plan. Follow the script. Do what you're good at. Don't try to do somebody else's job. Hey, Sean McNeil, you can lock and load and knock that thing down from deep. Rise up confidently. No pump fake, side dribble to the left, one dribble left, pull up. No, catch and shoot. Lock and load. Do what you're good at. Tap into something that we saw earlier in the season, because if you tap into that, even with an injured Zed Key, the ball moves so well early in the season. An injured Zed Key will not be a problem. But something needs to change. And I do think this is a conversation Gene Smith needs to be having with himself and the other people that are part of the athletic department, especially those on the basketball side. because they are the people that are going to be responsible of, hey, Chris Holtman's gone. Who's going to be the next guy? And whoever the next guy is needs to fit a certain description and fit the criteria of what we are looking at in a basketball coach. Chris Holtman fit that criteria prior to, and I don't know what's happened this year as this team keeps losing. Do I have confidence they're going to beat Northwestern at home? Absolutely not. Do I have confidence that next Sunday on the 12th, Super Bowl Sunday, the Buckeyes are going to beat Michigan State at home? Absolutely not. Do I think they can beat those teams? Yes, but my confidence meter and level with this team keeps getting lower because at some point, somebody needs to show some fight, and especially against your rival, the Wolverines. Somebody, an older player that's been around for a while, has been a part of this program, show some Buckeye pride, because I ain't seeing it right now. I haven't seen it for a while. I know we don't go on these kind of rants about basketball, especially during this season, as there's been less basketball talk here as the team keeps losing. But something needs to change. One person recently told me that said, hey, man, I feel sorry for you that you have to cover Buckeye basketball. It doesn't seem fun. And ultimately, I'm sitting here watching this game. I'm watching these guys play. I know what they can do. But for some reason, ain't nobody stepping up. That's why something needs to change. Y'all want to point the finger at Chris Holtman and say Chris Holtman's a problem, Chris Holtman this, Chris Holtman that. You can only point that finger at Chris Holtman for so long before it has to go back on the guys on the court. Someone needs to step up. I've said it previously. I don't know who the leader is on this team, because during the game, I don't know who steps up and makes that leadership role. I don't know. A change that needs to be made. Play more aggressive. Play Buckeye basketball. Felix Akpar coming out of high school can shoot a little bit outside. Can stretch that thing out. Does he have a three-point attempt on the season? I don't think so. Let guys play to their strengths. Now, he's good down low. He's a good defender. He's getting better for a freshman. But on offense, if he has a 15 to 18 foot jump shot, let him cook. Let him shoot the ball. You would be surprised how that alters the defense of the opposition. Something needs to change. Not saying it's Holtman. I want to see something change with these players. More aggressive play, more consistent play. Cut down on the turnovers. Did that a day ago against Michigan, where the Buckeyes only had 6 turnovers in the game. Sometimes they have 6, followed up with a 12, 15, 18 turnover performance. No, cut down the turnovers, keep those things low. Good job there. But also, Buckeye pride. Play with it. Show up with it. Because right now, I ain't seeing it. Guys, right here on this Monday, that wasn't expected, but it felt good to get it off my chest. Come back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Talk a whole lot about Buckeye football leading into the start of spring practice, which starts on March 7th. Spring game tickets go on sale this Friday. I am planning to be there. Hopefully, I see some of you. My fiance and I will be there. And so if you guys want to meet me and the person that's put this smile on my face, come on out there, meet me, DM me. I don't care. I will love to meet a lot of you guys, take pictures, and catch up with the fans and listeners and viewers of Locked On Buckeyes. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball is available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast.